Hello, I am Cheryl.
And I'm Stephron.
And we are the Jameses, and welcome back to The Love Seat. We hope that you are enjoying what you have been hearing. And so we are back today with a little more tea that we want to spill on some of the subjects that we have talked about previously. So again, welcome.
Hey, we got some great feedback on our first round of podcasts. And one of the ones that people said, man, could y'all go further in that? Could y'all share a little bit more on that? Boy, y'all got right on the surface, but you never got down to the things that we would have loved to hear about. So this is Study Your Partner, part number two. And here's what we talked about. In studying your partner, you have to learn the things about your partner that means something to them. Mm-hmm. And by studying them, we can come to a fuller understanding of what makes them, motivates them, what helps them to do well, what helps them to get the best out of them. Remember, Cheryl and I are always challenging you to present the best version of yourself. So as you study your partner, here's what we want to use as a tagline today. What have you learned and how have you applied what you have learned? Because that's what this gets down to. Now, let's jump into this today. We even went and got a definition for you. What does it mean to study? It's a devotion of time and attention to acquire knowledge on a subject, person, or thing.
And here's the thing we struggle with. It's that time and attention.
Yes, it is.
We oftentimes want things to just happen. So when we talked about from the beginning, babe, about studying your partner, we said, all right, what are you seeing? What are you learning? But here's what we need to make sure everybody understands, that you are to be a lifelong learner.
Come on.
That it doesn't just happen in this, what people say, that we're in this honeymoon stage. But as we talk to couples, you know, everywhere, whether you've been married 10 years, you've been married a few months.
Even 30 years.
30 years. People change.
Yes,
and so
do.
You're constantly studying. You're constantly being exposed to something new. You're constantly learning. But here is the treasure, like Babe said, what are you doing with what you've learned? What are you doing with what you know? You know, it's not just to be dismissed and just say, okay, thanks for sharing, or that's just them. What am I doing with this information in order to make this marriage the best that it can be?
Because we not only want to get the best version of us, we want to be I want to be the best version of me, so the best version of us can have a chance for expression.
Absolutely. And so, what we need to understand is that there are levels to us.
There's many levels.
There's so many layers to me. Ooh, and I'm sure some of you out there saying, me too, me too, me too.
But there's levels to our studying also.
Absolutely.
You don't study every subject the same. You don't apply yourself on a history exam the same way you do on a mathematics or a biology. Or all of those require a different level of study. For some things, like with a math, you have to have the formula.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a formula you have to go
through. So what's my formula, babe? What's my formula? Wait a minute. Think about it. Think about it. Don't answer so quickly. Mm-hmm. What's the formula for me, babe?
This girl loves time, attention, and acts of service.
Oh,
they really get to
formula.
Oh, they get to her. They get to her. But guess what? There, as even in the time we've been together, there have been shifts and changes in the level of who we are even now.
Absolutely. Because as we start out, you know, it's always that, oh, we just want to be together. Oh, this is wonderful. And that hasn't changed. But what has changed are our responsibilities.
Yes,
there are
more
things on our plate. So he doesn't just need my love. He also needs my skill set.
Yes.
He also needs my patience. He also needs my understanding.
She said, I just need a mule.
He needs a mule, a cute mule that knows how to get out there and work. So you have to join your partner in what they're working
on
and what they're working with.
Can I take a time out? Y'all, now in the back of the car, we got extra boots extra shoes, work clothes. Somebody saw that in our car and said,
they said, who did that belong to? Surely that's not Cheryl.
Hey, there's levels to us.
Yeah, so as I study him, I know that I can't always be in heels. Your girl got to learn how to rock some boots because we're going to be on trails, then we'll be on planes, then we'll be in boardrooms, then we'll be, you know, in parks. So it's all of those different things. And the best way to lessen your frustration is to gain an understanding about who you're with, what matters to them, what role you play. So again, tying us back to what we said at the beginning, you've studied, you've gathered information because that's gathering data. Now, what are you doing with it? So I have had to put my hands to certain things that I wasn't really sure about necessarily what to do, or that was part of the package of this wonderful marriage. But I said, you know what? Because it matters to him, it matters to me.
See, what we're talking about here, guys, is Cheryl has become my major. I have to major on Cheryl.
Because I'm a good subject.
She is my core curriculum.
Yes.
If I don't get her, nothing else will work out right.
And that's not just one-sided.
Yeah.
I can't be his main subject and he not be my main subject. Because everything else, we study it, we participate in it, we learn it. But if I don't get this right, it can impact everything else in sometimes a negative way.
Yeah.
So when we keep our priorities, and we know that in a marriage, it is the covenant before God, but our covenant to each other, and that we remain each other's main thing. If you've heard us in the past, we talk about priorities and making sure those things are where they need to be. But that doesn't just stop. That wasn't just for last episode or last situation. It's a constant thing that I study you. I learn about you and how all of this fits in this beautiful journey of marriage. So you're my subject, my main subject.
And listen here, with kids involved,
oh,
new careers involved, going back to school, a new job, whatever. We have to realize, just like you're changing grades in school,
mm-hmm,
or you're going from your bachelor's to your master's, it requires a different mindset and a different level of your getting involved and being willing to study them.
Absolutely.
When you've had kids, a woman that's pregnant,
mm-hmm,
you have to learn to operate with her in that season. Every season creates a new opportunity. And here's the thing. Don't look at it as a drudgery.
No.
You get to enjoy the journey together. You get to do it. There's something we were talking about, and I want us to unpack this a little bit.
Okay.
How can you, as you're learning your partner, we say oftentimes we're presenting a lie and expecting correct responses.
Because if I'm studying you, I need you to show up as the authentic you.
Oh, well, come on now.
Because if you are not being really who you are, and that's why we want to make sure that we understand the power of creating the right environment.
Yeah.
Because I want you to feel like you can be your authentic self with me. Because I don't want to learn what's not you. You know, give me the privilege, and we love to say that, give me the privilege to experience all of who you are so that when I'm studying, my studying is not in vain. That I said, okay, this is how he likes me to do a certain thing, or this is when I can talk to him this particular time of day, or this is how he responds when the day has been a little heavy. And it helps me then on how I should respond. So the first thing is, don't give your partner a lie. Don't give them a facade. Give them the real you. And remember, we always talk about having goodwill toward one another, having things come from a sincere place. When we do that and we entreat each other that way, what I'm bringing to you may be a little scary for me, but I just need you, like, here, this is who I am. You know, I always tell them, what you see is what you get. So when we can put that, it helps the other person learn about us and then better serve us, put them in a better position to serve us.
I had a gentleman and his wife that we were talking, and he was explaining, and she was saying, but he gets so angry about this one thing. And he said, and in the meeting, I was like, do you really? He said, yeah, but you don't understand. I said, what don't we understand? And he said, I'm afraid when we're talking about finances, because I look at what we've got coming in, and I look at what the family is spending, and I get the sense that I'm not performing to the level I should as a man. And so I get angry so that they understand just how much it means to me. I said, so you're expecting them to respond to you right, but you're telling them a lie about why, with your anger, you're like that. I said, what would happen if you set them down and told them, guys, I care so much about you. I don't want us to get into a place where we won't, where we'll be overextended.
Oh, that's good.
And I want us to be in a place of security so we can do things together as a family. And I don't want the anxiety of that resting on me. I say, what would happen if you approach it like that? And I looked over, his wife's in tears, and said, I never knew that's what it was. So he had been lying to them and expecting them to respond to him.
And that's where the frustration came in and, you know, being angry. But if we would just be honest with each other, you know, it's challenging to have a partner and not be able to be honest and to be truthful.
Yeah.
And always thinking that the way I perceive myself is the way that they will perceive me. But again, we go back to this is a privilege. Be able to put it out there. And let's say, here is how I'm feeling. Here is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And it gives me an opportunity, it gives the spouse an opportunity to say, here's how I can help. Here's what I'm thinking. So you can be a contributor, but none of that occurs if we don't study one another and we don't take what we've learned about the other and then apply some strategies that makes the marriage the best that it can be. Because we're always growing. We're always changing.
We're always evolving.
So we have to change our methods sometimes. We have to change our strategies. And because, I'm going back to that phrase, we are operating out of goodwill.
Yeah.
I'm not going to immediately judge you for something. I'm saying, okay, you know, I know when I see this, I know what's going on. And then I can respond accordingly. I can respond in a way that keeps things positive, that keeps things good. And so this is a strategy that's good for you, regardless of how long you've been married. Become a student of your spouse.
Yeah, because we've seen the frustration. We've seen resentments. We've seen people get fearful. And that's when all the misinterpretation of intentions are come to the forefront. So here's what we want you to do. We don't want you to lose the richness of the change that it happens. The richness of watching a person evolve right before your eyes.
Oh,
and here's what happened. We have to be cautious. The potential is for rifts as a person changes and evolves. But a couple with goodwill will use them and not see them as a problem, but they'll prepare for the problem to become an opportunity.
Absolutely. And sometimes the problem is, I think, pulled out of fear.
Come on.
Because I think sometimes because as we change, our partners don't always understand it. So we become afraid instead of saying, okay, what's going on here? What are we doing? What is it that you're trying to accomplish? And so the more we want to know them, like you said, I'm your subject, you're my subject. The more we want to know, the more we're saying, how can I help you get there?
And don't then, become them.
Absolutely. Because I don't have to be you in order to support you,
and
you don't have to be
you.
Me in order to support. But what we need to understand is that as you're the best version of yourself, we get to be the best version of ourselves. Because it's not a competition, and it's not your job to complete me, but it is a part of complementing one another.
Yeah.
And saying that I don't see, you know, as you grow, it doesn't leave me behind. And as I grow, it doesn't leave you behind. But if we take this journey together, that we're both growing, we both have a desire to be the best version of ourselves. So I'm going to sit and I'm going to watch that. And I'm going to say, okay. And then I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader.
Yeah.
Like, go, babe, you go. Because when you win, I win. When I win, you win. That's what happens when proper studying occurs.
Yeah.
That's what happens when we learn what's really going on, because then we get to see, I think, the big picture. And when tests come, Because that's like any good study. When you study well, when it's time for the testing, you are equipped to handle it because you put the work in. It's the same way in marriage. If I'm learning you, I'm studying you. When tests come, we're better equipped to overcome as opposed to failing that test.
Well, let's give some practical things here, and because there will be a test. When you see your spouse evolving, coming to the best version of themselves, Cheryl said that could be a fearful thing. Let me give you something that you can do, perhaps, to help that situation. You see this change happening.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go to him and say, babe, I see you growing. I see you evolving. I see you coming to all these nexts in your life. I'm studying you. What I want you to help me understand is, what's that impact going to be on us?
Yes.
What do you feel
that mean for us? Yes.
Yeah, what does that mean for us? And specifically, what do you see it means for me? Give them a chance. Trust them to help define that. Because if you don't, you'll conjure up all kinds of things in your head of what that's going to mean and how that's going to, and I'm going to get forgotten about, and I'm not going to matter, and I'm not going to be important. And all of that is assumptions because you never gave your spouse the opportunity to share with you what this meant to them.
Because we all need to get understanding. And here's the thing we don't want people to be threatened by. You know, sometimes people say, well, you just changing on me. You better thank God they changing on
you. Amen.
Change is good. Who wants somebody to just say stuck in the same place? But as you're changing, it gives me permission to change.
Yes.
As you're growing,
yes,
it gives me permission to grow. And I don't have to be threatened by your growth. I can be encouraged to grow.
There you go.
And so we land at a better place. But one of the hardest things is, and I think you said that earlier, for me to be in a covenant relationship with you and not really know you, to say things like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Or, I didn't know that was a passion for you, or I didn't know that's what you wanted to do. Because if you don't know, I come home one day and say, I want to go back to school. Well, if I can remember our conversation about you dreaming, about your vision, then I'm not frustrated by that. I'm saying, oh yeah, because that's what it's going to take for you to get to what you shared with me.
Yeah.
But if we're not studying each other, if we're not communicating, if you're keeping all of yours to yourself, then it puts me in a place of saying, well, I didn't know you wanted to do that. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So it allows us to continue to contribute to the big picture of who we are.
We get the privilege to know the person on the next level. But we also get the privilege of being on the journey with them to the next level. And sometimes the journey is just as exciting as the destination.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you get to see them in that struggle and be a compliment and a help to them. And how you offer yourself to them as you're studying them, say, you know what? I saw how we can get that done. I saw how I can help you get that done.
Yes, you can
what
contribute.
Does that do for that person internally when they know they got somebody with them as they're going through?
That's why I love our conversations. Like as we learn, as we study, as we spend time with one another, you can bring something. And because you put that out there, I'm already thinking about how can this work? What can we do? So when we had that conversation, I said, well, babe, I've been thinking.
Yeah.
And it connects to what you're doing. You're like, that's a good idea, Cece. We can do that. So now your idea becomes our idea. Because what you're trying to accomplish becomes now something we can accomplish. And we're not saying that you have to be in each other's everything, because we've talked about that on the episode, yours, mine, and ours. But it's that ours that we're talking about. That as I hear you, as I learn you, as I'm, you know, in that place where you are, we can contribute to each other's dream and goal. And it has a better chance of being the greatest that it can be because it's our thing.
Now, you know, people think we sell a bed of roses sometimes. So what do you do? You got a new change. You got a new season presents itself, but it's something I don't like.
So we have to work on, and we put extra time in this, creating an environment that can handle the truth. Because I know we sound just like, oh, this is wonderful. But honey, Some days, I do not agree with this gentleman. There are things that he will bring to me.
Can y'all believe that?
Yes.
Can y'all really, really? Hey, me, you should always. I'm always an agreeable kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. From his perspective. You know, when it's our perspective, we're always fine. But from over here, some days I look like, what the world are you doing? But I remember that it's my opportunity to study. It's my opportunity to hear you out. It's my opportunity sometimes to even question that, not in a judgmental way or an antagonizing way, but to say, babe, help me understand. Because again, studying is a part of studying is getting to understand. Babe, help me understand why you want to do that. Because over here, it sounds crazy. Over here, I'm saying, I don't want to be a part of that. Over here, it's saying, mm-mm. But when I get an understanding, then I say, oh, okay, I get it. So then I get, and we're using this word again, the privilege to help you unpack that.
There you go.
The privilege to say, okay, here's what we can do to bring that about. So don't think that it's just your job to just say, oh, okay. No, we are individuals. And sometimes the way I want to go is not necessarily the way you want to go. But as we spend time understanding, seeking understanding, take time to communicate, take time to really work hard at being clear.
Come on.
Then we get the best opportunity to get the best response and the best result.
All right. And so here's four questions. If you're the one that's on that growth path, here's four questions you need to ask yourself. Am I growing to be better for me or for us?
Ooh, because that's a good question that nobody really wants to talk about, because this is all about me. I'm doing me. Well, first of all, that has to be abandoned.
Yes.
In the unity of marriage. In favor
of
us. So it's not that you disappear, but you trade the I'm just doing me for I'm doing us. And again, us has the me component, that as I work to make me better, it makes us better. But if my motive is to just be good for me, I don't care what that does for us, then we got to get back on a healthy track.
And she just hit the word. Every one of these deals with motives. Because question number two is this. Is it to be better than you or to catch up with you? Because there's some perceived in equity in who we are. You're seeing me, or I'm seeing this other person as better than, and now I'm doing me to get caught up so I feel a little bit better about me. We have to check that motive.
Absolutely, because it's the motive behind what we're doing. And so if it's to outdo you or to be better than you or to compete with you, we got to go back and reexamine, because that's not coming from a healthy place.
There you go. And that's number three. Are you seeing yourself in competition or as a complement to your spouse?
And we mentioned that earlier. The greatest privilege you get is to complement what each other is doing. I say that all the time. When he's rocking in his area, I'd like to be rocking with him. When I'm doing my thing, he's doing that with me. That's how you operate from a good place, from a healthy place. And when you operate that way, it benefits everybody involved. So again, we're encouraging you to grow, but always check your motive behind why are you wanting to grow, to be better, to explore this avenue. And again, as you said, babe, earlier, how is this going to impact us? Because now it's us. Get adjusted to that conversation. It is us. This is us. And so the goal is to make sure that it positively impacts us.
And now here's one that we want to make sure we're clear on. Our growth shouldn't be a surprise to our spouse.
Absolutely.
If we've been communicating throughout our growth journey, they shouldn't get caught off guard. If they go, what? When did that happen? When did you have a desire for that? That's a cue for you that something has broken down. And we talk about it in some of our other podcasts and in our modules, that you have to be intentional. Absolutely. About how you communicate where you're going and who you are. But the responsibility is still there for us to be studying, to say, hey, I noticed this. Help, tell me what's going on. That's one of our favorite things if you haven't caught that yet. So help me understand.
Mm-hmm.
Help me get a grasp on where you're at. Listen, we're not asking you to be the same, to grow the same, to grow at the same time, but we are asking you—
Or grow in the same area.
Or grow in the same area. Mm-hmm. But we're asking you to be involved enough that at every season of your life, you know there are lessons to be learned, and you can learn them the right way and have good come.
Good results, absolutely. Or you can learn it the wrong way and have the results of that decision. And we don't want that. We want to show up as the best version of ourselves, regardless of how long we've been married. And some of you may say, yeah, that sounds great, but I can't quite get my partner to work with me. Then we've got to start talking. We've got to start sitting down, having those conversations and said, okay, you know what? Maybe that used to be the way we operated, but we want to operate differently. So let's talk. You know, if you ever heard our song coming on, it says, now let's talk. Talking is huge. And presenting who you are and trusting the person that you're with to handle the information that you bring to them so that you can then grow together. And don't let studying ever get old and boring. Okay, because babe, you're not boring.
No, and you sure ain't boring. Lord have mercy, y'all. But I get the privilege of knowing her at new levels all the time.
Yes.
If I could say it this way and not come off wrong, I get to experience a new woman almost every time
she
shifts, because I get to be a part of that.
Yes.
I get to encourage that. As she said, I get to be her number one cheerleader as she moves into her next. And it shouldn't be a fearful thing for me, because she's done the work to show me her goodwill. She's done the work to pull us together and let her know she's paying attention to me. I'm paying attention to her. So where we go, it makes both of us better.
Yes, because we're what? In this thing together.
So our saying is, here we grow again.
Yes, we're constantly growing. So if he's constantly growing, I'm constantly studying. If I'm constantly growing, he's constantly studying. And we put ourselves in a position so that we don't have misunderstandings.
Yep.
And I'm misunderstood because you don't get me.
Don't misinterpret me.
Not my motive or my desire for being better.
Don't misread me.
Because that could easily happen if we don't do the work ahead of time. That if we don't invest in each other and study, you can misread a particular action or a particular advancement. So we don't want to do that. And
don't underestimate me.
Mm-mm. Make sure you know that I am fully loaded. I'm coming to the table with not just things for me, but I'm coming to the table with things for you.
Yes.
And that we can value what each other bring. So your homework assignment is keep studying your partner.
Yes.
And look at what you've learned and say, am I applying
what
I've learned about my partner, my husband, my wife, and is it making us better?
And make sure you're clear that you can be understood, clear that you're not misinterpreted, clear that you're not misread, and in the most humble but yet assertive way possible, make sure you're not underestimated of what you can carry.
So go back to making studying your spouse fashionable and make it sexy and see what you can learn and you can find out. Because again, we are better together. So take the opportunity to bring the richness into your relationship by making sure you know who you're with.
Yep. New seasons are coming. Changes are coming. You better be ready to adjust to them.
I love it. I love it. So I hope that you have enjoyed this and you're out there studying your husband or your wife and you're enjoying what you're learning. So if you've loved this, tell somebody else. Come on and join us on the love seat. And if you have a nugget that you want to share, we'd love for you to reach out to us on CherylandStephron.com, or if you will get our number that you will hear at the end, if you will do that and text us, we'd love to hear your comments, your questions, or an aha moment. If it's on your heart, put it in our ear and we will put it on the air. So until next time, we love you. Meet us here on
The Love Seat.
Thank you for joining us here on The Love Seat. We would love to hear from you, so share your thoughts, comments, and topics you'd like for us to discuss, or any questions you may have by texting us at area code 423-401-8972, or go to our website, CherylandStephron.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Cheryl and Stephron. We invite you to join the Love Seat community. It's a place where we, as husbands and wives, can come together to get the tools to help us show up as the best version of ourselves in our marriages. So, know that we love you, believe in you, and look to connect with you next time here on The Love Seat.